Birthday for Bill Berry, the drummer of R.E.M. for a long time. Quit the band in 1997 after suffering a brain aneurysm at a tour on the Monster album from a few years prior. Bill Berry, with a birthday, he turns 62 years old today. 62, Bill Berry from R.E.M., Orange Crush, the song that we heard. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve here on The Steve Gruber Show. Thank you so much for joining us. Tori Sachs is with us now, too. Executive Director of Michigan Rising Action. Find her on Twitter at Tori_Sachs. Tori, thanks for joining us this morning.
Good morning, Scott. Thanks for having me.
I got to tell you, this is somewhat my business, but someone asked me the other day, are all bars closed in Michigan now? And I had to think, and I'm not even quite sure I gave her the right answer. We have so many executive orders. We have executive orders coming one after the other, some pulling back, like in casinos, some making things stricter, like on bars. If it's confusing for me, it's probably confusing for a lot of people out there.
Absolutely. Look, on bars and restaurants, her most recent order took it to say that if you make more than 70% of your income from alcohol, that you have to close inside sales. At the same time, she opened the Detroit casinos and took no action on nursing homes, which her own administration says is the number one source of outbreaks for COVID-19 in Michigan. That makes no sense.
On the nursing homes, we know this is a big deal in a number of states, at least a handful of states where orders were put in place by governors to put COVID-positive patients back into nursing homes. New York, Michigan, New Jersey, a few other states. Has anything changed with the policies from Governor Whitmer with regards to nursing homes since the start of this outbreak?
She's updated her executive order. She's changed small things. But the truth of it is that they're still allowed to send patients from hospitals into nursing homes, patients with COVID-19. So the Senate and the House got together. They passed Senate Bill 956. It was a bill sponsored by Pete Lucido, a state senator from Macomb County. And they passed the legislation last week. It had support from 19 Democrats in the House and the Senate. And that legislation would change Whitmer's nursing home policy to protect Michigan's most vulnerable residents in nursing homes. And again, earlier this week, Whitmer's own administration said that a majority of the outbreaks of COVID-19 in the state as of last week, which is the first time they've announced something like this, were still at nursing homes. The bill is on her desk. She hasn't taken action on it. It's things like this that I think are making people question to say, is this really based on science and data, or what is this based on?
Well, we don't know. I mean, I've talked with State Senator Mike Shirkey, the Senate Majority Leader. I've talked with various state representatives, and I always ask them, look, are you seeing any of the numbers? Are you seeing the data? Are you given explanations about why this decision was made and that decision was not, and why casinos can now open to 15, but other indoor places can be limited to 10 people? And they all say every time, no one is giving us data. No one's showing us the rationale behind any of these decisions.
Yeah, I think that's why I hear and I see a lot of people are talking about signing this petition, this Unlock Michigan petition. I don't know mm-hmm. if you've heard of it.
Yep.
That would limit her executive order power and really kind of restore some of that balance to government in Michigan. And I think that's why people are supporting things like this now. They see her administration talk about, hey, the number one outbreaks are in nursing homes, yet we're going to close restaurants. We're going to limit gatherings. We're going to open the casinos, but we're going to do nothing to nursing homes. And I think when you have that kind of unilateral executive authority with no checks and balances, I think that's why the people all around the state are really citing that Unlock Michigan petition, to start to get back some balance to government and hopefully some common sense.
You can find out more about that, by the way, at unlockmichigan.com. It is a petition drive, so it's not just going to a website. If you got to find someone or get a petition mailed to you, which you then can sign and send back, and it's a timing issue on that too. So unlockmichigan.com is the website for that. Tori, the emergency powers the governor continues to extend we're going to be governed by executive order for at least another couple of weeks and probably into the future unless something changes.
Yeah, look, right now there's no way to stop her, right? And I think that's why they're trying to sign that petition. So unfortunately, people who own gyms, people who haven't been able to open back up yet, I think they're really starting to, you know, the House Oversight Committee, which is chaired by Matt Hall, they had a lot of, business gym owners in this week. And I think that, you know, they're getting frustrated. You know, how do you have the casinos open but not the gyms? But then if you look at the state's own data online, it shows that there's very low percentages of hospitalized patients of COVID-19. I think it's like 2 or 3% across the state. So I think people are really trying to do the right thing. People are trying, you know, the majority of people I see out there are social distancing. You know, they're doing the right thing. They're wearing masks. They're trying to prevent COVID-19 from spreading. And yet businesses are being arbitrarily shut down in our state still.
Tori Sachs with us, Executive Director of Michigan Rising Action. More there at MichiganRisingAction.org. You can also find her on Twitter at Tori_Sachs, S-A-C-H-S. Tori, thanks as always for joining us here on The Steve Gruber Show.
Thanks for having me, Scott. Have a great weekend.
Thank you, too. It's Tori Sachs. This portion of The Steve Gruber Show brought to you by DTE Energy, providing safe, reliable natural gas to customers across Michigan. DTE Energy. Know your own power. Scott Bertram sitting in for Steve. This is The Steve Gruber Show.
We're celebrating summer at the Wyckoff Wellness Center by saving you money on Dr. Wyckoff's most recommended nutritional supplements. During the entire month of July at Wyckoff Wellness Center, we'll take 20% off all the supplements we sell during our July Super Supplement Sale. These supplements meet Dr. Wyckoff's exacting demands. You can buy them at Wyckoff Wellness Center in East Lansing or online at wyckoffwellness.com, and you can order from anywhere. Celebrate summer with the July Super Supplement Sale at Wyckoff Wellness Center, wyckoffwellness.com.
At the Michigan Chamber, we want you to know that we are working for you.
We know the importance of staying healthy, keeping your family safe, and adhering to the governor's executive order.
But we also know the importance of keeping the economy going.
If your business is open, we want to support you any way we can.
We're going to continue working with the governor and working with the legislature to find solutions to your problems.
When it's time to get back to work,
together,
we're going to bring this economy back.